Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. So I got a question for you as we start today. Do you ever have trouble praying for your children? I do. Not trouble praying for my children, but what to pray for my children. I find myself caught in the same prayers for them every day. And I want something fresh. So today's prayer is just that. As David neared death, he desired three things for his son. And we can turn these desires into our own prayers. Let me read the passage and then we'll look at the three things. 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. When the time drew near for David to die, he gave a charge to Solomon his son. "I'm about to go the way of all the earth," he said. "So be strong, act like a man, and observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in obedience to him, and keep his decrees and commands, his laws and regulations, as written in the law of Moses." So here are today's talking points. First of all, David prayed for strength. He prayed that Solomon be strong. We all know that our children grow up in a challenging world. Today, families are being redefined. Truth is relative. Faith is often mocked. So pray that God will give your children strength to stand strong, even if they have to stand alone. Pray that our children are men and women of the Word. Secondly, pray for maturity. David prayed that Solomon act like a man or act like a mature person. Our years as Christians don't necessarily translate into spiritual maturity. Many young men and women are spiritually mature. Many older men and women aren't. They have to determine, our kids do, to follow hard after Jesus, regardless of the cost. So pray that our children follow Jesus early on and pray that they stand strong for him and grow and develop in their relationship with him. Pray that they demonstrate spiritual maturity even in their younger years. And then thirdly, pray for obedience. That's what David did with Solomon, that he would keep the decrees and commands of the Lord. The world is filled with distractions. Compromise and cutting corners are temptation found around every corner. So pray that your children will always be determined to walk in obedience, to follow God's instruction. So that's our talking points today. Pray for strength, pray for maturity, and pray for obedience. Father, help us as parents and grandparents to pray for our children, fresh prayers. May our children be spiritually strong and mature. Help them to determine early on to live a life of obedience, and help them to always follow hard after you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.